Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 144. This week, we're back with another dose of great local music. If you didn't hear last week's interview episode with Jake Davis, please go back and listen to it. Maybe not right now, but do yourself a favor and go back and listen to it. His body of work is really stunning and will more than likely be worth your while. There's a song called Robot Cowboy that we played on there from Rye Jennings that he worked on. That's a chef's kiss. If you were using emoji, you might use the lipstick icon and a sky. You might use the chef itself, chef plus lipstick plus sky. Or, you can just make that sound. It's not awkward. As usual, allow me to remind you that this podcast is part of a family of podcasts in the We Own This Town network. You can visit us at weownthistown.net and find a bunch of different shows to listen to and subscribe, each one hosted by a Nashvillian. And we cover a wide range of topics. Nashville Demystified just ran an episode about New Nashville, the much maligned New Nashville. My Fantasy Funeral posted an episode with journalist, musician, and all-around fascinating guy Jonathan Marks. And Fan Fiction just posted an episode about how Easter is actually a piece of fanfic in and of itself. You know that Easter Bunny is just a pagan tradition that got picked up by some fanboy. It's good stuff. Go give it a listen. All of our shows are on your favorite podcast apps. You can use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Google Play, Overcast, whatever you like. We are on there. Go subscribe. Tell a friend. This week, our playlist takes some pretty drastic twists and turns. I think you're going to like it. As we had our interview episode last week, this week we're going to play 8 songs instead of the regular 6. So strap in. First up, A Blast from the Past. That was I've Been Working On You from the Feminine Complex off of their 1969 album Livin' Love. The all-female group consisted of Mindy Dalton, Judy Griffith, Lena Napier, Paime Stevens, and Gene Williams. They found themselves recording with a bunch of studio musicians in Nashville. Lee Hazen was the engineer. 1969, that album was kind of lost to time for a while until local musician and journalist Jonathan Marks was given a copy and kind of made it his mission to unearth the original recordings and reissue them. If that name sounds familiar, that's because I just mentioned him at the top of the show as the latest guest of My Fantasy Funeral. Look at that synchronicity. So if you want to hear more about how this album was unearthed, go listen to that episode. If you want to hear more from this beloved cult offering, go hit up the episode detail page for this show and click on through to the Spotify version. It's a great record. There's tracks Hide and Seek and I Won't Run are also notable bangers, but I was pretty enamored with this one. Those horns, the whole vibe, it's fantastic. I can't imagine how much more of a treasure trove of recordings like this exists from Nashville back in the day. I do not know how to crack that nut. I would love to figure it out. If you have advice, get at me. I would love to learn more because that song was amazing. That album is solid. Give it a listen. Speaking of bangers, let's take our first hard right turn and dive into a few new psych rock songs. First up, Wax Mistress. That was Wax Mistress with The Florist off of their brand new EP, Hello Beautiful. The track immediately following that one, entitled Father Son, is probably my favorite on that record, but it's 7.5 minutes long. So I went with the slightly shorter but still great selection of The Florist. I did call it psych rock, but that's really not entirely accurate. It's got many of the elements of that genre, but that's pretty much oversimplifying it. I love how it effortlessly transitions between a jaunty, dancey guitar line and then like a drugged out, hazy guitar and then an all out blast of energy. And it's not even a frantic experience, which, hearing that description, it certainly should be. Really enjoying this whole EP, and I'm glad to see that Wax Mistress is continuing to put stuff out. The previous release, February 2018's A Ghost in the Garden, is also damn good. So if they're new to you, you got plenty of new stuff to hear. If you're familiar with them, there's a new EP. All around, you have new things to listen to. Okay, we're going to keep staying in this same vein, sort of. Here's a new song from Slush. Thank you. That was The Less You Do, The More You Win from Slush off their debut release, Slush. I wrote about this one on the We Own This Town website, weownthistown.net, and remarked that it feels like a combination of shoegaze and dream pop and a dash of psych rock. I also remarked that I felt compelled to point out that if there were a Venn diagram between this band and Tame Impala, there'd be some overlap. I consistently point out that naming big bands when describing new bands is incredibly lazy and pretty much a disservice to the new artist. But I reached out to Slush to ask about the EP, find out some more information, and they told me, quote, "I learned drums from listening to Kevin in all of his projects, so you hit the nail on the head," end quote. I feel vaguely justified in my laziness there. Slush also told me that they're looking for shows, so if you're a booker or a band looking for an opener, hit up Slush. That whole EP really flows together super well. I imagine the live show would too. Go look it up. Click through to it on the episode detail page, whatever you need to do. Look up Slush. It's a great EP. Very happy to have stumbled onto them. Okay, we're going to stay in the same realm of genres, but we're going to crank up the energy a little bit. This is Mouth Reader. Was Mouth Reader from their new album Holographic Phase with the song, wait for it, So Fucked. I love the energy there and the massive wall of sound that it creates and the guitar line and just, I don't know, the whole thing's great. It's overwhelming in all of the right ways. I saw that this record was posted up on Bandcamp with a few preview singles and a pre-order for the vinyl, and I was excited to dig into it, and I did order it, and that's how I have the song. But what I did not understand was that the record says that it was released in April of 2018. I gotta chalk this up to some sort of incorrect metadata entry or a mistake on behalf of whomever posted the listing, but if this thing's been out for a year and only just now made its way to Bandcamp, I'm gonna be chuffed. Is that a thing people say out loud? Chuffed? Am I even using that correctly? All right, I'm not really mad about it, but, you know, I'm a little perplexed. Is this album coming out in the future? I sure hope so, because people love new things, and they will pay attention to more new things. This is Holographic Phase is the name of the album from Mouth Reader. It's a great record. Go look it up. Link to it on the detail page. Of course, it's great. I am playing it here on the show. Anyway, I'm doing a really poor job of describing why this is a worthwhile release. But, you know, maybe it's all the hot coffee that I drank during the summer. It's frying my brain. Side note, the album art for this album is really great. Go give it a look-see. I mean, at the very least, you should treat yourself to that. Okay, let's take another hard turn in terms of style. Here's a new track from Blooper. From Blooper, off of their latest release, Conspiracy Kush. I caught wind of Blooper back in March of 2018 with their Seven Loops release and really enjoyed it. We even played some of it here on the show. Somehow, there has been 9 releases since then, and I'm just now playing catch-up. Conspiracy Kush is the latest of those releases, and it's nice. It's laid back, it's got that hip-hop beat kind of thing, it's instrumental with just enough funky weirdness to keep it interesting. There's also a good bit of humor laced through there with the song titles. Even though there's no lyrics, you can tell where they're coming from. Songs like, I Don't Want to Go to Rehab, and Watching Squidbillies with the Sound Off, I think kind of give a little context for where this is coming from. It's good stuff. I got a lot of catching up to do, a lot of listening into the apparent vast back catalog of Blooper. Thanks. All right, let's stay in this genre and hear an interesting bit with a nice backstory from Basic Printer. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Seaweed from Basic Printer off of their 2011 album, Poor Ian. This release is part of a project from Basic Printer called Printer Preludes. There's five other albums that were recorded from Basic Printer between 2011 and 2015 that are being released exclusively on Basic Printer's website, basicprinter.com. It's kind of a means of documenting his early incarnations. In an email, he remarked that these recordings don't really represent what he's capable of now or the direction that he's headed in, but it's just kind of unfortunate to have five albums worth of material that no one would ever hear. So it's clear that Seaweed, for this song from 2011, was definitely different from what he's doing now, but it's nice to have that context, to hear a little bit of the history of where Basic Printer kind of started. I mean, that guitar bit within there seems very, very different from what they would do now. Or maybe not. I don't know. You decide. Go check out Poor Ian at basicprinter.com. I mean, it's not a bad song. It's a great song. It's just different from what he does now. I really love projects that kind of give this historical context in a way. It's cool. All right, we're going to take another slight turn. Here's a new track from Brasco. Lipstick stains on me. Lipstick stains on me.
Back it on now. I ain't gonna leave without your lipstick stains on me.
Lipstick Stains from Brasco featuring Saint Pressure. As you know, I've been dipping my toes in the waters of the Nashville pop scene and occasionally run into a gem like this that is, frankly, unbelievable that it's coming out of Nashville. I'm always hesitant to use the words funky or sexy to describe music, particularly coming from me, but I'll be damned if this isn't both of those things. Go back right now and listen to that track again. Roll your windows down. Crank it up. Just soak it in. That song is awesome. Definitely getting like a heavy Prince vibe there. Again, a little bit lazy on my part to make a remark like that, but if that's not a distinct point of inspiration, I'd be very surprised. Just let yourself be free. Have fun with listening to the song. It's delightful. I'm very impressed and loving that song. All right. As we round out this episode, we're going to take one more turn, slow it down a little bit, wrap it up with something a little subdued from Dreamwave. Skied and Clear from Dreamwave off of their recently released EP, My Journal. If that song sounded familiar, that's because it's a Slow Dive cover. This EP has a little note along with it that says, little EP of songs before the album comes out. So, we've got an album to look forward to there. I like this EP. It's very quiet. It's very withdrawn. That's often a great vibe. Calm, relaxing, introspective. A nice tool to have in your tool belt when you need to just relax and chill out. Obviously, a band named Dreamwave making music like that, pretty sensible. Also sensible that the EP is entitled My Journal, because it does feel very personal. Looking forward to that full length, and I believe they're playing at Dark Matter sometime soon, so something to check out there. All right, everybody, that's it. That's our show. You can find us at We Own This Town on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get in touch with us at weownthistown.net. Hit us up, send us music, tell us what to play, tell us what to stop playing, tell us what to stop saying, tell us what to start saying. You direct. If you just get in touch, you can direct this whole thing. We're open. All right, our show music playing underneath me right now is from Upright T-Rex Music. Check them out at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Thanks to them for that. Thanks to all the bands for making all this wonderful music and for making Nashville such an incredibly diverse place. Love it, really into it. That's the whole impetus behind the show, and the theory keeps proving to be true, and it just could not feel more refreshing. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I will talk at you soon. Bye. I love how it effortlessly transits. I love how it effortlessly transitions. Man.